If you're hearing the sound of my voice, you're watching Don Talk here on Spectrum Channel 180. Check us out on Roku, Spotify, iTunes, and Google Play. This episode has been brought to you by Night Night Attorneys at Law. Thanks for watching. My name is Don, and my guest today is Jeff Clemens. He's running for the chairman seat at the Coleman County Commission, and we're going to talk a little bit about some stuff that's been going on with him and his campaign. And we're going to talk a little bit about voting, too, because that's coming up real soon.
Yes, sir.
July 14th, right?
July the 14th.
Ooh, that's a big day. Yeah. Are you getting nervous?
I'm nervous, but, you know, we're about a week away.
Yeah.
And you know, it'll be an easement on me, too, to get this over with, you know, because it's been put off.
Yeah, I was going to ask you about that. You know, how does it feel, you know, to be in such a situation as this? You know, this being, you know, a big moment for you trying to get this position, you know, for the vote to be, you know, first off it was delayed and now it's finally here.
Yes, sir.
How does that make you feel? Does it feel kind of bittersweet?
And it really does. And, you know, it's this has been a long campaign. You know, I qualified back in November, and then, you know, I was blessed to get the vote count March 3rd that we got, and then March 13th, you know, the governor put the stay-at-home order with a COVID-19. So, you know, it really shut us down for a while.
It really did. Well, you know, like you said, it's almost here.
Yes, sir.
July 14th, we'll be voting for sure.
Yes, sir.
And that's everybody's job. So I want everybody out there, if you're able to vote, get out and vote. It's very important to do that as your American right and as an American citizen. Very important. But let's talk a little bit about fireworks.
Yes, sir.
What is it, July 6th now? And we just got done with 4th of July. Let's talk a little bit about fireworks. You know, the county decided to cancel the fireworks out of Smith Lake. That was a huge debate here in Coleman,
yes,
of course. You know, everybody in the county was really upset, and I think inside the city as well.
Yes, sir.
What would you have done different?
Well, you know, I would have fought for our fireworks because that's part of our history. You know, that's when our country was founded.
Mm-hmm.
And I think it would have been very important for us to been really careful with that. But if you look around with all the shows that, you know, the city of Coleman had theirs, I think Church at Smith Lake, Addison, I think Fairview had one. They had a big show down in Birmingham.
Mm-hmm.
You know, we could have done the drive-in show just like the city did and all these other places. And, you know, I think the citizens would appreciate that, and we should have shown our appreciation to them and had that show.
Yeah.
Yes, sir.
You know, I see a lot of people, you know, everybody was shooting off fireworks this year. It seemed like that was the thing to do,
yes,
since,
sir,
you know, social distancing. But, you know, like you said, there's a lot of people that were expecting that to happen.
Yes, sir.
And that, you know, kind of rely on that as their form of entertainment,
yes,
during the 4th.
Yes.
In fact, I know a guy who goes every year, never,
yes,
misses a year, except this year,
yeah,
unfortunately.
Yeah.
And so, you know, it's a huge letdown to those citizens.
It really, it's a big letdown.
You know, and what, you know, if you had the choice to make that decision, how would you go about doing it?
Well, you know, it's a tough decision to make, but I would have made it for the citizens of this county.
Mm-hmm.
I would have went home with a fireworks show, but like I said, you know, I would have made it, you know, where if you didn't want to come, it's up to you. You know, if you're sick, stay at home. But, you know, we owe that to our citizens because this has been going on for many, many years because, you know, as a deputy sheriff here in this county for 30-something years, you know, I've really never had a 4th of July off.
Mm-hmm.
I've always loved working that park,
mm-hmm,
you know, interacting with the people that,
mm-hmm,
was there. So I think it's very important, and I think we owed that to the citizens to have that show. Go on with that show, but make it safe, you know.
Yeah. All right. And another thing I want to talk to you about, the 5-person commission that's coming. You know, we're going to have 5 commissioners.
Yes, sir.
Here in Coleman County. And that's going to happen, what, in 2 years?
It's going to happen in November of 2022 is when they will be elected to take office.
Now, that will be during the time you're there.
Yes, sir. If I'm elected, I will be there.
Yeah.
Yes, sir.
How are you going to handle that?
Well, this is what we've got to do. You know, we've got to have a plan in place when this takes effect.
Mm-hmm.
You know, we got to hit the ground running when these men takes office, when they're elected. You know, it'll be a part-time status.
Mm-hmm.
You know, there's some things I like about this and some things I don't. And but, you know, I feel like our legislature saw a need, you know, for this to pass, because we understand now with a three-party commission, it don't always work.
No.
Seems like the way I see things, there's always one left out.
So I
feel like they seen a need for this to happen, and we got to support it 100%. And I figure the way I look at it, you know, we need to best representate our people of Cullman County.
Mm-hmm.
You know, they deserve the best representation. So hopefully this is going to work fine.
Yeah.
But we've got to support it 100%.
Yeah, we do. Yeah. And, you know, I look at it like this. The more heads that are around something, the better off we are. Because then we really get to hash out things.
Yes.
You know, really get into debating on whether this is really good for the community
or
not. You know, it just takes two people to pass something now. So,
And, you know, hopefully when this takes effect, all of us can sit down and figure out the best solution to solve these problems for the people of Cullman County, because this is one thing we got to do. We got to go to work.
Mm-hmm.
You know, we can't keep waiting.
Yeah, we can't. Know? We really can't.
We can't keep waiting.
Well, Clem, we're going to come right back with you here in just a minute.
Thank you so much.
This episode has been brought to you by Dot & Knight Attorneys at Law. We'll be right back after these messages. Welcome back to Don Talk. This episode has been brought to you by Knight & Knight Attorneys at Law. I'm here with Jeff Clemens. We're talking fireworks. We've been talking fireworks. We've been talking five-person commission. I keep saying the wrong word. So many C words. Anyway, let's talk a little bit about the half-cent sales tax that they tried to pass. You know, it was for the education, for the schools, and to improve the facilities at our schools, which are in dire need.
Yes.
There's no debate about that. There are places in this county where the schools have leaky roofs, have, you know, windows falling out, all kinds of things like that. What was your view on that?
Well, you know, the way I look at that high cent sales tax, you know, I think it went for, you know, that was more for that sports complex. But still, you know, when you got three commissioners making a decision and you pass a sales tax and then you go back and rescind it, I don't think that's good for anybody.
No.
Because you've got the school officials upset and you got the citizens upset. So I'm a firm believer anytime we ever have a tax, it always should be voted on by the citizens of Cullman County. I will never impose a tax on our citizens unless it's voted on.
That's the way it should be.
That's the way it should be. That's the way it will be if I'm elected.
Yeah. I mean, I know that there's certain areas where the council or the commission can impose a tax.
They can.
But, you know, we are the ones paying for the tax.
Yes, sir.
I mean, you are too.
Yes, sir.
We're all paying for the tax. Why not give us the voice?
Yeah. You know, the way I look at this, we never leave our taxpayers that pays these taxes out.
Mm-hmm.
You know, it's their decision. Let them make it. And then we live with it, you know. Just like, the 1 cent sales tax failed, you know, they chose not to pass that tax. So we're going to have to live by that, you know. So, but I'm a firm believer, always have your citizens involved.
Yeah.
Let them make those decisions if they want it passed or not.
Mm-hmm. Okay. Fantastic. And that kind of comes down to accessibility.
Yes, sir.
Let's talk a little bit about that. Accessibility, if you were to get the chair.
Yes, sir.
What is that going to look like in the future?
Well, you know, I've always been accessible to the citizens of Cullman County. In my 32 years as a deputy sheriff, I've worked every inch of Cullman County. I don't think there's a senior center I hadn't been in or a school that I hadn't been in across Cullman County. But, you know, what we've got to do, you know, we've got to make sure that as a chairman, you don't hide from people.
Mm-hmm.
You know, where it's good or bad, you've got to be accessible. And we got to talk about these problems, because if we'll sit down and talk to our citizens, we can fix a lot of problems. But I'll always be accessible. It don't matter across Cullman County. Don't matter where it's at, I'll be there. And I'll be talking about the problems and talking about the things that we're trying to do to make a difference to help people. And I'll be at the community meetings when the doors open. I'll be there. Mm-hmm. We'll be talking. Same way with the senior centers. You know, I'm a big advocate of our seniors. I love our seniors. Mm-hmm. I've always supported them and always will. So I'll always be there for them. Yes. And we'll be talking about the problems.
Well, you know, that right there tells me a lot. You know, we definitely want to make sure we take care of our senior citizens. Yep. In our communities. And we want to make sure that everybody gets a fair shake.
Yes, sir.
And that's just what government should be. It should be a fair shake for the people.
Yes, sir.
And I really appreciate you. Yep. Saying that.
I appreciate that.
One other thing I wanted to bring up. And for the future, how do you see Coleman moving forward?
Well, you know, we've got to go to work for the citizens of Coleman County. And, you know, we've got to cut wasteful spending. Mm-hmm. You know, we've got to, if I'm elected, we've got to sit down with all the department heads, go through all their budget, mm-hmm. figure out ways to cut this wasteful spending, because, and we can utilize that money to go back in our crumbling road system. Mm-hmm. Because all, if you live in Coleman County, you know, we got a disaster with our road system.
Our roads are not exactly in good shape.
We've got a disaster. And I hear it from Bug Tussle to New Canaan. Mm-hmm. And like you said, I've been campaigning for about 8 months, so I've been on every road, and I'm telling you, we've got a serious problem.
Yeah.
And you know, the problem we got, we can fix a lot of these problems if we'll maintain our roads. Mm-hmm. And that's cleaning out the culverts, cleaning out the ditches, keeping our roads cut back, mm-hmm. bush hogging the roads, which I think the commission's got away from, because if you drive in Coleman County, mm-hmm. it's pitiful. It's pitiful.
My road is pretty grown up.
Yeah.
Now. So. It's been that way for a while. But anyway, all right, well, that's my problems, yeah. And I don't mean to push them on you. Thank you so much for coming
thank
in
you so
today
much for having
and
me.
Talking with us. Yeah. Remember, folks, July 14th, yeah. be at your place of voting. Have your ID ready. It's not too hard to have that ID, sign in, and be counted this time. Yeah. So make sure you're counted. Thank you, Jeff, for coming in.
Well, thank you for having me.
This episode has been brought to you by 99 Attorneys at Law. Thanks for watching. We'll see you next time. Y'all stay safe out there.